Oh, that's a... You've done a shit thing there, person. You driving bad. If there was a Parappa driving game, that is how it would go. Check and turn the signal to the left and all that type shit.
What did you say?
Ask yourself.
What did you say?
What's the pattern?
Oh, the update's out? Huh. That's early. Are they keeping the servers down for a while? Like, are they just, like, now doing server maintenance until it's time? I listen to these rap records. Half the time I'm suspicious. You niggas sound so fictitious. Believe me, I know the difference. I got some words for you niggas. Definition of sound. Listen up. I've been with you going 3 times and plus. Big houses, cars, jewelry, bad bitches all around this motherfucker. I've seen it all and guess what? It's the... You feel me? Oh yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. I know some niggas just like that. Frontin' ass niggas, man. Really ain't got no bucks like that. Stuck like that. It's cool if you cool with getting love like that. Flash it down to Southside Riley. You'll be running out of luck like that. What I mean by that is why your name always in these rental records. Spending rent money, getting that bottle service into your section. You leased your car, leased your house, leased your spouse. No shit, even if you run out of paper, they might be smashing your neighbor. I know you think you a star, cause followers click in. Guess your ambition is to keep up with social tradition. Like sneaker shopping, some of you niggas is fucking sickening. Cause you'll take your soul out just so you can fit in.
From your Uncle Snoop. What? I'm just stating the facts. Don't get no realer than that. Satisfaction. Attention, dissipate your position, player. It shouldn't be too hard, my nigga. It's supposed to be like a layup. It should be so hard to be yourself. My nigga, wake up. Stay up. Pay up. Straight up. Kick up. That's what I'm made of. Yup. My life is all authentic. That's why I'm going way up. Your satisfaction fictitious. Your happiness is made up. Yeah.
I imagine they must need time to update servers, right? I mean, they probably have to push a lot of server code, and then, fuck, I don't know what they do for capacity on that thing. I mean, I guess they've been handling the capacity okay so far. So maybe it's not... Yeah, maybe this isn't like a huge influx. Maybe it's just like, hey, we're updating the game, and now, you know, hey, you can keep playing it. We've already sold a lot of these. We're used to people playing it. Maybe they've already done all that work. I wonder. I had been thinking in the back of my head this whole time, like, oh, well, launch will probably be a shit show because it's a video game launch, but actually, you know, people have been playing this game for 9 months. They know how many copies have sold. Unless the promotion around the launch leads to a whole nother wave of sales, which I don't know. I don't know that it would, but maybe. Played around to that at their Battlegrounds on the Xbox last night, and the patch they put out this week improves things. It seems to run better. I wouldn't call it great, but it does seem like an improvement. They fixed some typos too.
Fever, ball, the play ball, the Pringle. We gotta say not so. I'm just like Picasso, a pioneer. I am here. Ask me how. chick, but my name ain't Alibaba. So open sesame, never heard of Bessie. Bet you all the people in the place are back to the rest of the sea. But it's a new beginning. My name Kwame, and if you didn't know, I can tell you that I'm a Miller Cool brother, slicker than oil. Rap gets so hot it makes the spit boil. The rhythm.
Yeah, I think they made a really terrible first impression on Xbox, especially if you think about it as like a crowd of people that might not have followed the game super closely and have heard about it and all that other stuff, you know, like checking it out maybe for the first time and just being like, what the fuck is this? Like, it just seems... I was surprised. I guess I shouldn't be. I don't know, man. Like, you know, we recorded that video of the Xbox version, and, you know, like I feel like I was pretty honest about it. It was like, hey, obviously they're still working on it, but if you're, like, looking at it right now, this thing's fucked up. Like, I wouldn't recommend that in its current state on Xbox. Like, that version is... Even still, like, even after the changes, it's like, oh, this is better, yeah, but I still think it needs a little more work, a lot more work, really. And there were people who were just like, oh my god, they said it was an early access, what, you know, it's not finished. Like, people out there, like, defending it. Which I feel like I gave him plenty of benefit of the doubt on that. Of like, obviously this is a very big game. Obviously it is not done. They will keep working on it. But there were some people that were still just like fucking really agitated by us saying anything negative about it, which is just fucking weird. The fucking internet's weird, man. I don't know what the fuck people want when it comes to that shit. It used to be people were like, oh, all these game writers, they never say anything about a game before it's out because they always give the benefit of the doubt during previews and, you know, opinionated previews. Where's that stuff? And, like, now, you know, we're, you know, more or less opinionated across the board. And there are just some people that can't fucking handle that, I guess. It's just weird. Weird. Like, I don't feel like we're irresponsible with the way we convey our opinions. But, strange fucking turn of events, how all this stuff has gone over the years. But I guess maybe I shouldn't be surprised. There's always going to be a fucking, like, there were, I was just looking at it the other day, it was like comments that got caught in some filter for, like, bad language or whatever, and the unboxing video we did for the Xbox One X on YouTube, there were people who were like, I can't believe they're criticizing it for being so heavy. What the fuck is wrong with you people? And it's like, I always said it was heavy because that it was heavy. I actually think it's pretty fucking cool that it seems so fucking dense. But, like, you say anything about, like people are so quick to take anything you say about a thing as negative, even when you don't mean it that way. It's such a strange, like, people approach stuff in such a fucking weird way, where we're just like, I don't know, we're just looking at stuff and saying, you know, what we think about it. Like, a lot of it's not even good or bad. A lot of it's just, you know, kind of quantitative. Like, hey, this thing's pretty heavy. People are like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Fuck the fuck off. What the fuck? Like, what am I supposed to say to that? Like, I'm fucking... Go fuck yourself. What is even wrong with you? Like, watching the Star Wars shit has just been fucking stupid. And what do you know? At 18 months, she came home and I let her back in. And now she's
sniffing again. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick.
It seems like there are legitimate reasons for people to maybe not like that movie. Sometimes I rhyme quick. But it's become such a fucking nightmare. Like, just the conversation is just so fucking gross. Or a lot of it is. And people just like, I can't believe they would do this. Disney needs to strike it from the canon. Give us our stories. It's like the billboard that was fucking up here in town, like trying to point people to a, like near Lucas. Like I'm near Lucas right now. I'm pretty close to the Presidio. And they had a billboard up that was, like, saying, please don't make the extended universe non-canon. Was, like, the gist of it. But, like, their whole thing was, like, let us have our stories! Like, what? You have them. The fuck is... What do you mean? You have them! No one is taking this... They're saying they're done with that phase. Like, the stories... They didn't go burn all the fucking books. Stupid ass. Also, guess what? Your stories are owned by a gigantic fucking corporation. And they're gonna do what they think is right for business. Wonder how many of those people are also people who were like, yes, finally, Fox and Disney have solved the X-Men problem. Like, ah, good. Make these companies even bigger. Do you think the increase in people getting all agitated about, like, the way stories go and, like, them claiming, like, an undue amount of ownership over stuff like Star Wars and movies, like non-video games. I mean, also video games, but mostly, like, non-video games. Do you think that that is the fault of video games? That video games, by giving players a little bit, and not even that much, ultimately, like, the littlest bit of agency in how a story might develop, or at least giving people the illusion of agency, do you think that has led to people wanting it in all forms of media? I was listening to some people talk about Star Wars today, and I started wondering... It sounded, you know, like the people fucking running off at the mouth about the, you know, how can they do this to, you know, like they sound like the Mass Effect people. They sound like the Mass Effect 3 ending crowd. In a lot of ways. And I wonder if some of that toxicity, I wonder if you could wrap that around and blame it on, like, hey, by letting players control parts of a story in that medium, now they want it in all mediums, and they want more of it in video games as well. Like, did they open the door to a bunch of fucking horse shit by making games' stories a little more interactive? Probably not. I don't know. That was just a thought I had hearing people talk about Star Wars. And I was like, I don't even know how you would research that to determine if that was the case or not, but I wonder. actually can't read your responses to this because I'm driving a car. I realized.
Right, that mean you my partner in crime, like that. Check this out. Let's let them know, sir. You know, niggas should have been plugged up from LA to the back. You understand? We're doing big things. Big things, motherfucker. Big things. Check it out. All right, what up? This is Freeze. I gotta thank my math teacher, Count Dracula, for just teaching the brother how to, you know, count his marbles. You know, what about you?
You see, I can't stop, I won't stop till I check a little.
Nope.
Up so much West Coast shit. Strung together hits from the Bay there for a little bit there. But I'm just not feeling it. Just not feeling it right now. Roll them up.
need some worms and spices so I can feel nice. The breeze feeling like I saw my dream, cause it's a hot seat, and you know I got the feeling. I score it and I ain't gotta spill it. So bring on the sack that's fat, and you know I love my ism in the 1.5, cause I get rhythm every time I get a little hit from the young. The skunk in the funk feels good to my lungs. Fire, fire, the ism is my desire, and I need to get.
This song should be in Assassin's Creed. They should have had a licensed soundtrack in Assassin's Creed. else? I could punch bad guys in the street to this.
Miami, 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 Mi
Expecting a ripping guitar solo.
Thank you.
peace to Fresh Kid Ice. No longer with us. Sad. He had so much love to give. Songs like this going out of style maybe a little bit, but you know, what can I say? I'm a hopeless romantic. You know, hits like this. Very exciting. I'm gonna go inside now. I will see you all later.